And he didn't say, fornication is committed, but instead, is reported, such as is not even mentioned among the Gentiles. For he always uses the Gentiles as an example to discipline the believers. Thus, when he wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, let everyone control his own body in a holy and honorable way, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God. And to the Colossians and Ephesians, that you should no longer live as the Gentiles do. Now, if committing the same sins was unpardonable, when they even surpassed the Gentiles, where can we find a place for them? Tell me, as it is among the Gentiles, so he speaks, not only do they not dare such things, but they do not even mention them. Can you see how much he emphasized his accusation? For when they are found to be inventing such forms of impurity, of which the unbelievers, far from daring to attempt, do not even know of, the sin must be exceedingly great beyond words. And the phrase among you is also spoken with emphasis, that is, among you the faithful, who have been gifted with such great mysteries, participants in secrets, the guests invited to heaven. Can you see how his words overflow with indignation? How angry he is at everyone? For if it wasn't for the great wrath he felt, if he wasn't opposing them all, he would have simply said, I have heard that so-and-so has committed fornication, and I order you to punish him. But as it is, he doesn't. Rather, he confronts everyone at once. And indeed, he probably would have said this had they written to him first. However, because they not only didn't write, but also tried to conceal the offense, he responds more fervently.